Conceptualize with me now, beloved ones, your two eyes becoming one at the center of your brow, signifying the blending of Alpha and Omega, of the Father and the Mother within you, within the perfected I, the real I of your true selfhood. The Father sees all, and the Mother understands all. And from within this holy chakra and wheel of light, there is both perfect seeing and the understanding of what is seen from the context of the Buddhas, the all-beneficent ones. Often, dearest ones, you see, and yet you do not understand. Therefore, you have seen from a less than perfect view life around you. At other times, you understand, and yet you do not see. For you do not always require outer sight to understand. Drawing these two faculties of mindfulness together within a new context of your own portal unto the all-seeing eye. From this day forward, by my blessing, you may have clear seeing and clear understanding as one. This seeing sees from every angle and from a higher perspective, and this understanding knows from within, from without, and from every dimension of being. The Buddha Mothers, true your vision and your understanding to ours. We bring clarity to every situation. And from this perspective, there is no longer a requirement to somehow hold from a human level perfect vision for another that you still, in the back of your mind, sense as imperfect, trying somehow to reconcile what you perceive as unreality manifesting within their life or within a world situation with a belief that there is a higher way a higher person, a more noble self. From the point of clear seeing and understanding, in the unity field of beingness, there is only the brightness of that oneness of all life. And you behold the perfection of all as God beholds through the all-seeing eye all. Take, for example, a very real, in one sense, conundrum that some among your council have had. And simultaneously seeing that which you have created of your budget and business plan as a potential reality, and then what is actually manifesting within the world of form, with what is in your bank account, what heart friends are able to give and offer of their selfhood in the meeting of your goals and your divine vision and mission for this movement. Leap now into our perspective of what God has already created long, long ago and long, long into the future within the eternal now, and access from this point of clarity what is, what has always been, what will always be. In this reality, all is reconciled, all is manifest. And I, Tara, offer to those of you moving in this higher stream of clear seeing my essence to assist you in the perfectionment of consciousness itself, awareness, and beingness in the One. You may translate this teaching to any experience that you have in life where there is a sense or a feeling of incompleteness, a lack of wholeness, a lack of understanding or perfection. For we are ever beholding with Cyclopea and Virginia, and all of the Taras, Bodhisattvas, Buddhas, and the manifests and manifestations of godliness, the beauty, the divine, the Immaculate, within, around, and through all. This is our sacred, joyful Dharma. And some of you may desire to make it yours through a new clarity of consciousness. and the arising of your Buddhic essence in more glorious manifestations within your life as you choose to merge in oneness with your source in the silence of clear seeing and in the awesomeness of clear understanding. Again, blessed ones, whenever you have difficulty in reconciling duality, collapse your two eyes into one and be reminded of the universal, the complete, the whole again within the new purview of perfection, the new you and the yod of the all. I am Tara, emerald and light, and I thank you.